This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, we're almost a month through the new year, and we've been seeing a lot of red splotches on the grain markets. That's not to say there's been a general slide, but there feels like there's been more low days than there have been highs. The market seems to keep retreating from the highs we've seen in the past years. And anybody in the business knows that you expect ups and downs. They happen. The market balances itself out after upward and downward swings. There's ebbs and flows, and right now we seem to be ebbing just a little bit. But what can we expect in 2024? We'll discuss that next.
A new year brings new opportunities for Iowa soybean farmers. From biofuels and policy to a changing market landscape, many factors impact the value of Iowa soybean crop. Learn about these trends and more on January 30th by attending Farm Forward, powered by the Iowa Soybean Association. Register today at iasoybeans.com and position your farm for success in 2024 and beyond. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers.
As we look to 2024, we hear about some of the trends we're seeing in the markets as we move through the year. Roland Fumasi is head of Rabo Research, Food and Agriculture for North America, and he talks about the recent retreats we've been seeing in the grain markets.
When you look at the last two crop years, growers had some record pricing, really, really strong. It's the positive aspect of it. Balance sheets are in pretty good shape, which is going to allow farmers on average out there to withstand some of the pain that we're seeing now. You look at corn and soybean markets, very, very depressed, even more depressed after last week's WASD. And so there's going to be a little give back, I think, of that cash buildup over the next 2 to 3 years, but people should be able to withstand it after two very successful years.
Fumasi says that farmers who planned well and took advantage of the markets are still sitting on some liquidity for 2024.
As of today, I would say yes. Even when you look back at the beginning of 2023, when we were in that previous crop year, prices stayed pretty strong through the first half of last year. So it's really just in the second half of 2023 and currently where we've really seen the markets get depressed. I think as of today, the average producer out there is in pretty good shape in terms of their balance sheet. Unfortunately, there's going to be some time here where this pain's probably going to last a bit.
One thing that concerns Fumasi is the amount of grain still sitting in on-farm storage. It's going to have to be sold eventually, and the markets are not going to react friendly when that happens.
I think about on-farm stocks really being at record highs, right? At some point here in the coming months, we've got to make room for the crop late this year, right? We've got to make room for the next crop. So that doesn't scream bullishness for the markets when you know they're sitting on those on-farm stocks that are going to have to come out.
Another issue that we're seeing is that countries are starting to slowly build up their grain stocks, and there may be a more passive trend toward purchases very soon as those markets all start to recover around the globe.
It's really a supply side issue. When you think about the consecutive record years that Brazil had, keep in mind, this doesn't get talked about a lot. China had a record corn crop. You think about that, you think about the U.S. crop really being a lot stronger last year than what a lot of people were originally anticipating. Yields just got revised upward, which didn't surprise us. We were calling for corn yields to be higher. So we've got a lot of product out there.
Of course, any of this can change at the drop of a hat. One thing we know is that Mother Nature and human nature are both wild cards in every marketing year. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman. Have a great day.